message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I am so blessed. I'm privileged to be here. It's been a long time that I'm around on his birthday. So it's a very great one for me today to celebrate with him. And I pray that the next 40 years to come, we are still here celebrating you and celebrating the goodness of God in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. More than 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years to come. Pastor Adela lived above 100, so we can do better. 120 years, sir. The Lord bless us greatly in Jesus' mighty name. I'm greatly honored to be standing before everyone tonight, great change agent of this generation, to bring this word of God. I give God the glory for this rare privilege. And anytime I have this opportunity to hold a microphone, to speak in the house or with the people of God, I count it as a privilege. And I'm so grateful and eternally grateful for that. And of course, I appreciate my father for believing in me. And of course, for the privilege and opportunity to also bring this word. I must say this. When I met him, he said some things to me, and then I begin to see the reality of those things in my life. I remember vividly at a particular point in time when he kept telling me a particular word. You have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. And I caught on with it. And especially, there are so many things I learned from him by observation, not by direct instruction. I was just watching him. How he played with the children at home after work. I was just watching his passion for the work and for the love of God. I was watching him, how he never jokes with things of God. So I said, okay, if this man could do this and God is blessing him, that is the way to follow. And God validated my appointment of following him in April 2011. He said, that is your ladder to greatness. Follow him. I was sitting in front of him. I heard it clearly. He's not a means what. That is your ladder to greatness. Follow him. I'm climbing that ladder, and that's why I always pray that prayer for most of you that don't understand. Why? Because we want to always see him to climb. And I pray God will elongate you for us and bless you greatly in the name of Jesus Christ. Enlistment as change agent via mentorship and stewardship. Enlistment as change agent through mentorship and stewardship. Can we please open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 18? Proverbs 27, 18, and of course, immediately after that, Jeremiah 6, verse 16 to 17. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waited on his master shall be honored. He that waited on his master shall be honored. Do you have a master you are waiting on? Are you not too big to wait on anyone? Are you humble enough to wait at all? He that waited on his master shall be honored. I can count for you in the scripture and of course physically my spiritual father, and of course, my spiritual grandparent. Every spiritual father of my father is my spiritual grandparent. They followed, they waited, and of course, honor, show face. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 to 17. Jeremiah 6, 16 to 17. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good? Is the good way. And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. Verse 17. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet, but they said, we will not hearken. There is a watchman over you by God set for you. We're in a generation where people don't. Now, the word mentorship has turned to a national anthem where everybody just used. He's my mentor. He's my mentor. He's my mentor. That man is my mentor. Ask him. How are you committed to that mentor? I'm following his footsteps. Mentorship is far more than that. A lot of people have come to me that, sir, I like what you do. I want you to. I will just laugh. I will give them some task. I will not see them again. This is a generation where all everybody is looking for is benefit before work. Well, nobody is ready to submit for anything so that they can benefit anything. So they are after benefit first, then any other thing can follow. Can you please go and do that for me? Sir, what is in for me before I can go and do this? And he said, it's your mentor. It's not your mentor. It's your bank account where you can withdraw stuff from. They said they will not work therein. They are too big, after all. It's a new generation. This is an advanced setting. We're in a digital world. It's a technology age. I'm not ready to follow anybody, and then somebody will be throwing me up and down and all of that. Now, listen to this. If you cannot wait, if you cannot follow the path, if you cannot be mentored and tutored, forget honor. He said it. He that waited on his master shall be honored. What is, or who is a change agent? Who is a change agent? I said a change agent is a person who influences change through their action and through influencing action of others. I said change agent is a person who influences change through their action or through his action and through influencing the actions of others. So, a change agent does not just influence change, does not bring about change. He also ensures that others change. Others, you know, produce change. That is a change agent. Now, why do we need a change agent? Why must we be, or how and why are we called to be a change agent? The Bible said, he has called us out of the darkness. Out of the darkness to show forth what is light. Don't forget the scriptures also said we are the light of the world. So that means wherever you appear, light appear. And Impact House, I've said it before, is a network of impactation. You are impacted, you impact others, the person impacts others, and the shame flows like that. You carry light. You carry light. You appear and light appear. Every darkness disappears. That is who a change agent is. And that is why God wanted us to be a change agent. In fact, before creation, God has designed us to be an agent of change. Why? Because we carry something. And what do we carry? Light. Light. When you appear anywhere, every darkness must disappear. A change agent must not be terrorized by the devil of his father's house. A change agent must change things in their lineage. Why? You carry light. Now, you cannot be an agent of change until you know what you carry. Police will stop some people and say, wait till you carry. If anybody asks you, wait till you carry, what do you carry? Carry light. And that is the validity of being a change agent. Your light. Your light. Let your light so shine before all men. When things are dark, when things are not working, you appear. Light appear. People are being troubled in your family. You appear. Light appear. And you cannot be an agent of change that things are not changing on you. During my university days, some things I prayed about greatly was God should change things from me. Things that I discovered that was not. I saw a particular trend in my lineage and I said, on me, this has to change. And to God be the glory, it changed. Not only changed, it changed through us. Why? We knew what we carry. So, a change agent is a man and a woman that carries light. Now, let me tell you something. If you carry light, you ensure that if your own light is a rechargeable light, you need to keep recharging it. There are some, their light is halogen. If you connect, it flood everywhere. There are some, their light is neither halogen or rechargeable. Their light is forever. Wherever they go, they keep shining. Now, it's in levels and it's in phases. Never go to a place where your light will be drawn out. Never. Your light must consistently be on point. The moment you lose light, you lose your validity of being an agent of change. And how can change be done? Change can be done by deciding what to change. What do I want to change? I just give an instance the other time. I thought of sin. I wanted to change this. Deciding what to change. Now, not only that, you felicitate what to change. You facilitate what to change. You thought of what to change. You now facilitate it. You facilitate what to change. Not only that, you will now sell the change. You thought of what to change. You facilitate the change. You don't give the change to others to change. If you give them the change, they will change the change. You have to be the one to think of what to change. You will facilitate it yourself because you are the one that sees. Then after facilitating, you sell it to them. That is the power of influencing others to attract your light. Every light must have a connecting light. If your light is shining and it does not light another, then your light is not true. The Bible says, if ye are true disciple, you will do what? You will bear much fruit. Bearing of much fruit is in connecting your light with the light of others. And that is what makes you a change agent. You don't just sell the change. You now implement the change. After selling the change, you implement the change. And of course, after implementation, you stabilize the change. If you don't stabilize the change, it will go back to status quo. You stabilize it. You put structure in place to ensure that your change is not tampered with. I'm not talking about the change they gave to us in Nigeria. I'm talking about an everlasting change. Any change with personal agenda is deception. Any change that has personal agenda, personal ambition, is deceptive. It's fraud. Your change must not be because of you. Change has to be because of others. Change has to be because of others, not because of you. Your light was not given to you because of you. That's what the Bible said. Let your light so shine before all men. If God wanted your light to be for you, he said, let your light so shine before you. That's what the Bible will say. He said, let your light shine before men. Before men, not before you. What is mentorship? What is mentorship? I permit me to say this. Don't deceive yourself that he's my mentor. She's my mentor. Genuine mentorship is not done by proxy. There must be a contact. Genuine mentorship is not done by proxy. Proxy means in absentia. No. A genuine one, you must have a contact. I was listening to my spiritual grandfather, Bishop David Edeko, and he said, I started selling the books of Agin and Copeland in late 70s. I started selling. I believe at that time he had no physical contact. But he created a contact. What if somebody is selling what you produce? Who is that person? He's waiting on you. He started selling books. You must have a physical contact. Mentorship is not genuine until there is a contact. It is because when there is a contact, your mentor will tell the mentee what to be done. Okay, go like this. Go this way. Imagine Elisha and Elijah. Elisha is seeing Elijah as a proxy mentor. When Elijah was called to heaven, how will he have received the double portion of power if there was no contact? In fact, Elijah ensured that Elisha was not available to carry that power. Why? Because he wanted to be sure that what is passing across to him, he deserves it. So he told him, tarry here, pray. Sir, I don't think I'll be able to say that to my father. Like, tarry here. But I learned when I was studying that there are some things you stand your ground because you know what you want. Yes, sir, with due respect, sir, I don't want to study. Let me follow. As a student in the class of mentorship, you are not meant to tarry. You are meant to follow. When you tarry, they carry your blessings away. When you follow, then you receive what is meant for you. He's like, stay there. I'm not staying, sir. I will follow you. Then the double portion came. Why? He was following. If somebody is your mentor, that is if you even have at all. I'm going to get there. If somebody is your mentor, you must have a contact with your mentor. You must. You must have a contact with your mentor. Hey, is my mentor is on the television. You are in Abraka. Your mentor is fine. At the beginning, that can be your mentor. Reverend Sam Adeyemi, I was listening to him sometimes. And he said, he wanted to see Bishop Oyedepo, and he went to his office, waited to see him for several occasions, and he couldn't see him. And then, one day he was in the waiting room, and Holy Spirit ministered to him. Instead of you waiting here to see this man, it's not good. So why can't you pick his books, go and read, study? Then, of course, he went to study the books, and then things started changing in his life. And one day, there was a contact. He was traveling, maybe outside the country, I wouldn't know. And then Bishop was there, he was there, and then the connection came. And today, father to son. So your start up as a mentor or as a mentee to your mentor can be in prosy. But along the line, if he's truly your mentor, there must be a genuine contact. Then, what is mentorship? Mentorship is following the step of giants and successful change agent in your field. I use that word, successful change agent in your field. Following the steps of giant and successful change agent in your field. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5. And David went out with several swords sent him, and he behaved himself wisely. 1 Samuel 18:5. And David went whosoever saw sent him. Anywhere he sent him, whether convenient or not convenient, he was ready to go. The other Paul and Eshe was preaching one day, and he said, his father in the Lord called him. Paul, where are you? His response was, sir, where do you want me to be? That is a committed mentee. No, sir, as you all know, I also pastor a big church in Abuja, and I'm talking to you, we're in a conference, not giving excuses. Sir, where do you want me to be? Report in Lagos. The next flight, sir. That is commitment to mentorship, to followership. No wonder. Result shows. But now, this generation of the people we have today, if it is to collect money, you see them there. But to pay the price in the school of mentorship, they are not ready. So before you can call somebody your mentor, you must be ready to pay the price. It comes with the price. You want to tell me Dr. Paul does not have an assignment that day? That must be something. With the assignment God gave to him. But he saw, he discovered that his father is calling. Sir, where do you want me? What a statement. Where do you want me to be, sir? I want you to be in Lagos. And you report there immediately. I'm sorry, sir. I actually have to go and pick my children in school. Then after picking them, I need to attend to my wife. After attending to them, sir, then I need to attend to some counselor session in the church. I will find time to come, sir. No. What is mentorship? Number two. This is the choice of servanthood so as to be enthroned as a change agent. Choice of the servanthood so as to be enthroned as a change agent. You need to make that choice yourself that you want to serve. He's my mentor. Are you ready to serve? I'm not talking about in the church alone. That's why I said the definition of mentorship is following the steps of your, successful people in your field. In your field, you must be ready to follow. The choice of servanthood. When we're about to start Lagos Church, my father in the Lord sent somebody to me to join me in the assignment to search for the location. The guy came one day, and the second day switched off his phone. I started calling him. His phone was not available. After a few days, I could reach him. Sir, we have been calling you. Ah, sir. You have a special grace for that. Me, I don't have. And I laughed. And he disappeared. Mentorship has You want to be a mentee in the school of mentorship, you must be ready to serve. Tell your neighbor, are you ready to serve? And then you answer him or her. I'm not talking about service with benefit. I've said it. Most of the service we have now is with benefit. Yeah, the days where you have somebody to do something in the church, after they went to do the thing, they came back, they are standing. I will tell the person, I appreciate you. Is this standing? I appreciate you. The Lord bless you. Have a great week. Is this standing? I said that. Okay, you want to see me? Sir, it is where, sir. Oh, I get the message. In our days, we don't wait to collect transport fare to run errands. We don't wait. We jump up to go and do it. Even most times, we don't have transport in our pocket. We trek. We don't wait to say, hey, sir, hey, you want to collect transport, sir. Or then you are now back. You are now looking for somebody to give you something. If you see yourself collecting benefit in the school of mentorship, you are not a mentee. You are a staff. You are a staff. Number three, what is mentorship? It is a practical movement to stardom. Practical movement to stardom. Now, in the school of mentorship, is not there is nothing like theory. You cannot. It's not a theory class. It's a practical movement to stardom. Number four, I love this. He said, it is an investment of time. Mentorship is an investment of time, labor, and resources to influence greater level of change above the existing record of change. I come again. It is an investment of time, labor, and resources to influence greater level of change above the existing record of change. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 15. And the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha, and they bowed for him. Why? He collected double portion. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Not just the spirit alone. Double portion of the spirit. Double portion of the spirit. So, when you are a mentee, you are not permitted to produce the same results as your father. You are expected to produce double portion. Because the step of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. When the next person connected to you, you will not do double portion. You will do triple portion. The next one will not do triple portion. In that order. The powder. Why? Elisha carried double portion. It's an investment of time. Mentorship, you want to be as a mentee, you invest your time. Invest your time. In fact, you don't have your time when you are in the school of mentorship. Your mentors controls your time. And I will get to the point of the mentor too, not to take advantage of the mentee. He has the time because he can call you at any time. You have to be available. Not only your time, labor. He work, labor. And resources to influence greater level of change above the change that has been on ground. They came to power some times ago. They promised us change. In fact, we couldn't see a greater level of change from what we had on ground. Well, that's not change. And when you ask them, where have they served? You cannot point to one. If you don't serve your way to the top, you can't have a great record at the top. Your honor will be withdrawn. You have to serve there. Your service to the top brings about your honor at the top. You don't get your honor in the process of serving. No. Your honor will come at the point of graduation. Do somebody give you certificate from 100 level to 200 level? Do you collect certificate? No. It's when you graduate at 400 level that it's going to be issued out to you. What is stewardship? I need to rush now. Stewardship is serving to manage something entrusted to one's care. Serving to manage something entrusted to one's care. Genesis chapter 39 and verse 4. And Joseph found grace in the sight and served him and made him overseer over his house, and all that he had was given to him. Genesis 39, 4. Joseph found grace in his sight and he served him and he made him overseer over all that he had. He served him. You see that word? So as a steward, You are meant to serve. Serving to manage something entrusted into your care. Number two, what is stewardship? Stewardship is what you display or what you exhibit during mentorship to becoming an agent of change. I put everything together in that definition. That is, stewardship is what you display or exhibit during mentorship when you are being mentored so that you can become an agent of change. In other words, the attribute of a mentee is stewardship in mentorship class. Then the outcome of being a steward in mentorship school is becoming an agent of change. Do we get the three words now? Change agent, mentorship, and stewardship. Stewardship is what you do in mentorship class. And the outcome of what you do in the class is being a change agent. What are the fundamentals of mentorship and stewardship? What are the fundamentals of mentorship and stewardship? One, you must be available. A bona fide mentee or steward must be available. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 2 to 4. Can please have it on the screen. You must be available. You are not attainable if you are not available. You are not attainable if you are not available. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and they said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Next verse. Second Kings chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. And Elijah said to them, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Verse 3. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and they said unto him, knowest thou that your Lord will be taken away from you today? And he said, yes, I know. Please hold your peace. I know. Hold it. Verse 4. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, look at his response again. As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, the second time, I will not leave this house. That is being available. Your mentor must be able to call you per time. Paul, sir. Paul. At the fourth time. Jeremiah, sir. He moved the line. No mentor has time to pursue mentee. It is the mentee that run after the mentor. You don't know. Your mentor will not pursue after you. Have you ever seen where God is pursuing after somebody? You are the one that will run after him. You must be available. Number two. Fundamentals of mentorship. People must know your serving moment with your mentor. They must know. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11. Because of our time, we can get that. That is slavery to mastery. People must know the moment when you were serving. You cannot just come and tell us that I serve. There must be people around. Look at what the Bible says. But Joseph has said, please go back. But Joseph has said, is there not a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire but of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which pour water on the hands of Elijah. They saw him when he was pouring water. People could notice at the moment he was pouring water. So it wasn't something that was done by proxy. People must know your moment of service. They must know. Number three, you must be loyal without personal agenda or sentiment. You must be loyal without personal agenda or sentiment. I must share this story. When I was preparing this, it came to my mind. Many years ago, as a student of the University of Ilorin, my father in the Lord told me a particular program that I wanted to do. And then I was thinking one night, and it came to me that I didn't thought of it like I want to do a replica or replicate of the program that my father told me. But I just thought of something in that direction. So I went to roll up a flyer, I posted in the University of Ilorin. I contacted people and all of that. All of a sudden, the night before, they just called me to the student affairs. I said, who asked you to do this kind of program and all of that? There was a lot of issues around that program. And my father called me to his office. I don't understand. We said we wanted to do a program. You went to carry the same program to go and do the university. He was just looking at me. At that moment, when I left his office, something came on me. There are some things I don't know in the school of mentorship. I learned from my own experience. When you are in that school, you don't run your agenda. You don't. When you want to run your agenda, that means you have graduated from the school. Sir, I've passed. You can confirm, sir. I've been tested and I've passed. Now, I want to start running my agenda. But in the moment you are still in the school, you can't run your agenda. The moment you start running your agenda, you are already equating yourself to your mentor. Do you have a personal agenda? Do not. Don't forget you are a student. During mentorship, don't equate yourself with your master. Number four, you must be ready to serve. I've said that before. All that is required of you is to serve without expecting benefit from your master. Is to serve. Just serve without expecting benefit. Even when the benefit is given, sir, I'm serving. I don't want to be a staff. I'm serving. Let me give this analogy. When an Igbo boy is learning trade from his master, they don't pay them. At the end of their apprenticeship, the master will now go and set up an outlet for the boy who has served him judiciously. But if you collect salary during the moment of service, when you say you are doing graduation or freedom, he will even be the one to collect something from your people. Why? Because when you were serving, you were not actually serving me. You were serving yourself because I was paying you. You must be ready to serve without benefit. Now, there's some benefit that is subconscious. You must not subconsciously think of benefit. I don't know whether you get that. You must not subconsciously, it must not even cross your thought pattern. Benefit. No. It has to be service. Number five, you must learn especially by observation. Your learning has to be by observation. Your mentor will not have time to tell you many things by observation. There are some things I learned from my father. You must love your wife. Be a friend of your children. Don't stay out late. Get home early. Love your family. Love God. All these things were not taught directly. I saw and I learned by observation, amongst other things. Number six, never pick offense against your master. Never. Pick offense against your master. Never pick offense against your master. I also say this. My father-in-law does not know. At a point in time, it's so tough. If you work with my father then, it's not like those days. My father has support now. He can pardon a lot of people. No, leave them. Leave them. Why? The work is, he doesn't have that. Then, you have to be baptized with Holy Spirit. He will tell us, during public holiday, this is baptism of work. I heard it from him first. It is baptism. What is public? We don't have public holiday. No public what? Baptism of work. So if God is not taking, you will get frustrated. This man want to kill us. As we are doing posters, we are doing prayer. As we are doing prayer, we are going for evangelism. As we are doing evangelism, we are repairing bus. As we are repairing bus, we are going to Kwasu, Tofu. Where is the time? So if God is not taking, you get tired. So at the point I was tired, I was like, beg outside, but something came to my mind. I said, the price of honor is there. I just have to tarry. And I summoned courage. I encouraged myself. Working with my father then, man. Now, you even said you and another will give you money. You even come back, he will still give you. In those days, some of us that were trained during those times were lucky. We're lucky. Because it make us to pass through fire and we came out as gold. So wherever we appear, it shows. It shows. He still treats some of us like that till now. But he has to see that you have that spirit within you. Number seven, you must never abandon your leader or your master when things become rosy. Never. When things become rosy for you and things started moving on, never abandon your father. Never. Abandon your father. Bishop Oyedepo is always talking about his mentors. Again, Kenneth Copeland, you hardly not hear him say, Baba, he always mentioned them. Always mentioned them. Never forget your father when it has become rosy for you. Note this as a random. Every successful change agent must have a mentee. Now, I'm not talking to the mentee now. I'm talking to those that see themselves as a mentor. Every successful change agent must have a mentee. If you don't have somebody you are mentoring, check yourself. It's because you are wicked. Or you are terrible. And people don't want to even come closer to you. If nobody is coming to you, sir, I want you to mentor me. Watch it. Something is not right. You must be better off in mentoring your mentee than you are mentored. That's another one. You must be better off. The way you are mentored, you must mentor your mentee better off. Don't be selfish and subjective over your mentee. Don't be selfish and subjective. These are the reasons why some people don't have a mentee. Don't be selfish and subjective. And of course, the last point. Your assignment is to train your mentee to be greater than you. Not your mentee is greater than you and you are getting angry. You are not a mentor. You are a tormentor. You are to train him or her to be greater than you. And in conclusion, you must subject yourself to higher authority if you must become great in life. Bow down your head and say this word to God. Father, put into me the grace of mentorship, the grace to serve, the grace to remain as a steward, true stewards released upon me. It's a grace. It's not a gift. Lord, I require this grace to be faithful in service. I require this grace to follow my mentor to the call. I don't want to be too proud. Grant me this grace. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.